happy homecoming for you guys. You're ready to hit the road. Can you keep the form up, not at the same?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, I think the last few years have been evidence that there's not necessarily a home ground advantage. I know it seems on the surface that that's the case, and you know, I think for the long-term future, we're hoping that is the case. But I think we've also proved that we can play well in previous Big Bash competitions. We can play well away from home. So, you know, at the moment, we're still trying to be as adaptable as we can. We don't know what the full schedule looks like, exactly where we'll be, but. You know, I think that confidence is so important, and you know, along with momentum, and you know, we've certainly got that in our corner at the moment.
It's gone from a lot of noise about Anavoja should go, the Scorchers are a rabble, and suddenly you're the favourites or near the favourites. How quickly can this competition turn?
Yeah. Oh, speculation about people's jobs 3 games into a tournament's ridiculous, really. You know, I don't think that benefits anyone. You know, I think that you know, someone like Vogesy, who's built up so much credit over a long period of time here in Western Australia and in Australia, probably deserves more respect than that. But you know, as players, it's frustrating to not be playing our best brand of cricket. But you know, to be able to turn that around really quickly, coinciding with a string of home games, it's really exciting. And you know, it's nice to see the media on our side again.
Does it feel like you were here in the early days around the Wacker, and the Scorchers would always get written off and they'd find a way to do it? Is it starting to feel like it's that brand of Scorchers again? Is it that sort of, we'll just figure out a way?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a winning feeling more than anything. And, you know, after a few losses, you know, in any sport, I think that you start to doubt, you know, your capabilities of how well you're able to win games. And you start to win some games of cricket, and it feels like everything's a little bit easier. You feel like the close games are going to go your way, and you know, that's something that has been synonymous with the Perth Scorchers brand over a long period of time now. And you know, as players and you know, as a whole squad, we feel that way at the moment, and you know, hopefully we can continue that momentum.
Ashton, you've obviously got the momentum. Does the short turnaround in 5 games in 11 days therefore benefit you, knowing that you're carrying it at the moment?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we didn't really know what to expect from this tournament. We didn't know where we'd be all the time. We knew things could change last minute. And, you know, in the past, we've had some pretty grueling travel schedules. So to be, you know, we might have a little bit of movement, but to be on the East Coast and not have to travel back and forth across the country, you know, I think everyone feels a little bit fresher for that. And you know, a couple games in a short space of time is going to test everyone physically, but we know that all the teams in the competition are going through the same thing. And you know, we'd like to go into a jam-packed schedule like that with 5 wins under our belt.
In terms of Mitch, obviously that side strain, how difficult can they actually be to overcome?
As a right arm off spinner part-time bowler, I probably don't know the extent of what he's going through, having not done an injury like that bowling off the long run. But you know, I think the scan yesterday was really positive. We're expecting to see Mitch back at some stage as a batter. You know, we know bowling's going to take a bit longer for him, and hopefully for him and for us that does come back as quick as possible. But you know, Mitch is such an important part of our team. You know, he's been a superstar in this competition. He can be so damaging in white ball cricket in particular that, you know, we hope to see him back as soon as possible.
You've got a wonderful fast bowling brigade. Is there any merit to the thought that maybe Mitch should park the bowling and just purely concentrate on clearing his clearing defences with the batting?
No, not at all. He's so valuable with the ball for us, and you know, it's like gold being able to have a sixth bowling option. For one, as captain, it makes the maths in my head a little bit easier if I've got someone else bowling a few overs here or there. And you know, to have someone with you know, a record with the ball like Mitch does, it's so valuable. You know that everyone's not going to have the best night out every game, and sometimes someone needs to take up a bit of that slack, and Mitch is the perfect person to do that for us.
As captain, how much faith do you have in that bowling lineup when you look at it and there's Jai, there's Jason, there's AJ, and then you've got Hardy there as well? I mean, is that sort of the, I guess, the one wood at the moment for the Perth Scorchers?
Yeah, we talked before about the Perth Scorchers having a lot of success, you know, over the journey of this competition, and I think a lot of that has been built around our fast bowling attack. You know, it's disappointing, you know, in the last couple of seasons that we've had some of our frontline strike bowlers out with injury. We didn't see AJ Tai or Jason Behrendorf at all last season. Those two plus Jai are coming back from major surgery, so I think we're seeing them get better and better as the tournament progresses. And you know, having a bowling attack that we do at the moment, it goes a long way towards being a very good team.
When do you expect to have Colin Munro back ready for
the
next one?
I don't know, but I've got my fingers crossed, so hopefully he's back for this one. You know, if not, it'll be the next one, but he's moving well. I know he's been, the physios have been putting him under the microscope and been testing him out, but I think he's very close.
So you're leaving every sporting team now leaves with uncertainty when they leave WA. You're hoping you can come back at some point and play, hopefully a final if you earn one, but it's a lot of uncertainty. How do you cope with that, particularly as the skipper, keeping everybody sort of focused and not worrying about what could happen?
Yeah, I think this is not the first time we've faced uncertainty. You know, we've played domestic cricket for Western Australia. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty about the start of the season, whether it would happen at all. You know, a few months ago, we didn't know whether the Big Bash would happen at all. So for quite an extended period of time, we've been trying to be as adaptable as possible. And, you know, at the moment, that's served us well. And, you know, as players, I think we feel very fortunate that we're playing any cricket at all. The fact that we're able to play in front of crowds at all, you know, it's really exciting. It's great that the fans are able to come out and watch live cricket. You know, it's great the fans can sit at home on their couch and watch professional cricket here in Australia. And as players, we feel very fortunate to be able to do that.
Who's putting their hand up for the extra overs now? Mitch is out. Are you locked to roll the arm over a couple more, or can we see a bit more of Aaron Hardy?
Yeah, I think we're fortunate. We've got a few options. You know, I try to be in the skipper's ear as much as possible and get myself a bowl, but you know, Liam Livingstone's bowled overs for us in the past. He's done a really good job, particularly in county cricket. You know, so we've got plenty of options. You know, not having Mitch, you know, it's not ideal, but it's certainly not the end of the world, and we're definitely going to be able to cover the bowlers. Having five frontline bowlers in your side is enough at times for team balance, and anything more than that's a luxury, really.
Do you feel like it's almost a blessing in disguise that you took the captaincy to start the tournament rather than, you know, having that extra workload midway through the tournament?
You know, honestly, it's probably been made out to be a bigger deal than it is. You know, personally, I don't prepare any differently for a game where I am captain compared to a game when I'm not captain. You know, I like to think that out on the field, we've got a lot of senior players who are thinking like captains. You know, I certainly don't make all the decisions myself. I consult a lot of my teammates, a lot of guys who have played a lot of cricket. And, you know, had I not been captain, I'd be involved in that process anyway. So, you know, I feel prepared at any time to be captain. I'm also happy to not be captain at any stage. And, you know, I think the dynamic at the moment's working really nicely.
How's Ash Agar tracking? Is he still half a chance for finals if you get there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's got an injury that he hasn't sustained before, so you know, that's taking some time. And you know, I know that he's really excited to get back as quick as possible. You know, he's also had an extended layout time out of the game at the moment, so it's going to take him a little bit of time with a finger and a calf injury. He's you know, hasn't been able to pick up a bat yet. You know, I think he's really close to starting to walk through his bowling action and starting to pick up a bat. But you know, we're really fortunate that whether Ash comes in, which would be obviously a great bonus, or he doesn't come back in, you know, we feel like we've got guys who can cover him.
And just looking ahead to the T20 stuff next month, is there any scorches you'd like to see in the side?
Yeah, obviously it's really exciting to have any of your teammates get picked to play for Australia. And you know, I've got no doubt that the selectors are watching the Perth Scorchers really closely. You know, I know that they like picking guys who are involved in winning teams, and you know, at the moment we're playing really well, and if our winning ways continue, that I've got no doubt that we'll see some Perth Scorchers in the Australian side.
Mike Hussey said Jai Richardson should be a lock. Do you agree with that?
I do, but on the other hand, I'd love to have him playing domestic cricket for the Scorchers and for Western Australia. So, you know, we know Jai's performed well on the international stage before. We know the best of Jai Richardson. He's good enough to play international cricket in any format of the game. And at the moment, we're just trying to be as grateful for having him for the whole Big Bash season here with us.
And Josh Phillippe's got the golden cap now. How do you stop him? You guys know him pretty well.
Yeah, we know him really well. He's been playing beautifully. As a close friend and a West Australian teammate, he's not the only one. There's a lot of guys who I play cricket with for Western Australia who are going really well in this tournament. Marcus Stoinis, Hilton Cartwright, Darcy Short's getting some runs now. It puts a smile on my face to see all of them play well, and no doubt in planning meetings they provide some headaches, but we're really confident in what we're doing at the moment, and we're trying to concentrate on our strengths and not so much on the strengths of the other sides.
Do you expect Cam Green to come straight back into the side after the Test series? And what does he offer when he comes back in?
Well, I think what Cam Green offers is pretty evident. I think we all know that he's going to be a superstar for a long period of time in all formats of the game, probably playing international cricket in all formats of the game. And he's still a young kid. He's played so well for us in four-day cricket for Western Australia, and he's still learning his craft in one-day cricket, but we know he's going to get better and better, and what an exciting package.
Is anyone not travelling with the squad today? I noticed Sam Whiteman was playing great cricket on Saturday.
Yeah, a couple of guys have been released. There's been a lot of talk about hubs and bubbles, and that it's not the easiest thing to do at times. And so a couple of guys got released to play club cricket on the weekend, which gave them a bit of freedom to go and live their lives normally here in Perth. And as a result, they're not travelling with us. A couple of guys are not travelling with us away, but we know that their best preparation is playing club cricket in here in Perth. And should they be needed later in the tournament, I think it's pretty easy for them to jump on a plane.
Who was that, Sam? Who was the other one?
Cam Gannon and Liam Guthrie.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.